Well, it's starting to get to the pointy end of the season over there in the NFL. And to talk a little bit about that this morning, we're joined on the phone by our man over there in America, in Seattle, Dick Fain. Good morning, Dick.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Going very well, mate. Now, I watched Miami and New England the other day, and I thought it was a game of rugby league.
It was incredible, guys. I mean, all the you guys are used to seeing players run with a football and then lateral it back, and then run their other direction and then lateral it back. I mean, that's all of what the NRL is, and we rarely ever see that. If we see a lateral on a play, it's one time. It's probably what we call a hook and ladder, where a receiver will catch a ball and he'll lateral it once to get some extra yards. It's a very dangerous play in the NFL because obviously a lot can go wrong if you're lateraling the football, but if you're down to the last few seconds of the game and your only objective is you have to score a touchdown on that play going 69 yards, really the only way, there's two ways to do it. One, you can throw the Hail Mary, but most quarterbacks can't even get it 69 yards in the air to the end zone. So when you're that far away from the end zone, you have to do exactly what the Dolphins did. They got it to Kenyon Drake, who's one of their fastest players. They're running back out in space. And I just thought it was an absolutely horrendous job by the New England Patriots on defense there. Watching that, I've probably seen that play five times now, and just watching players jog, they assumed the game was over, guys. And they're just kind of jogging after the running back. It's like, okay, somebody's going to tackle him. It doesn't really matter if it's me or not. I'll just let somebody else do the job. And then all of a sudden, Drake turns the corner. He gets to the edge, and the only guy out there is Gronk. And Gronk looked like a 75-year-old man. And people are probably wondering, well, what is Gronk doing on defense? Well, sometimes in deep plays, they'll put a good hands guy back there to try to knock it down or try to make an interception. A terrible decision by Bill Belichick, because Gronk has no wheels anymore. And so you saw him stumbling and bumbling, trying to catch a much faster Kenyon Drake going into the end zone. And the Patriots deserved to lose that game the way they handled that last play.
Just a quick one from me, Dick. We all say, why don't they do it more? You say because it's high risk. I mean, the risk is you got to catch the ball, right? that's the only risk.
High risk. It's really a desperation play.
Is it right? So we're not going to see it more often.
No, you're not going to see it more often. Like I said, every once in a while they'll throw a quick hitch to a wide receiver, and he'll pitch it to a running back one time to get maybe an extra 10 or 15 yards. That you'll see every couple of games or so, but never something like this unless it's down to the final seconds of the game. You absolutely have to get a touchdown, and if you fumble it, big deal, because basically fumbling the ball at that point is the same as getting tackled. The game's over.
Yeah, and the playoffs look to be about set, don't they, Dick? Most teams have qualified. It's down to probably the wild cards now, is it?
Yeah, what's interesting now, guys, is that the teams that were up at the very, very top starting to slip a little bit, like the Rams. I mean, the Rams got completely dominated in Chicago on Sunday night. Chicago playing excellent football, particularly on defense. I'd venture to say they're the best defensive team in the NFL, so you got to watch out for Chicago. The Saints slipped last week and then fought back and won this week after being down in the fourth quarter. So my Saints, the team that I tipped to win the Super Bowl, I would still tip them to win the Super Bowl, but they're not playing as great a football as they did earlier on. And then you got teams, as I mentioned, like Chicago. And how about my Seahawks, guys? Monday Night Football winning 21-7 over the Vikings. Seahawks have now won four games in a row. They've all but clinched the playoff spot. So there's some teams right now in that kind of 8-9 win range. The Cowboys, another team playing really good football right now, getting a win over the Eagles. So it's kind of those second-tier teams are actually peaking right now, where your top-tier teams, the Saints, the Chiefs, and the Rams, not playing as good a football as they did earlier in the season, still got a few weeks to go before the playoffs. So obviously that can still turn around. I am still tipping the Saints and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Who's been the biggest disappointment this year, Dick?
Oh, the Jacksonville Jaguars, guys. It's one of my worst picks I've ever made in 15 years of being with you guys. I tipped the Jacksonville Jaguars to go to the Super Bowl, guys. I mean, that is just literally one of the most miserable selections I've ever made. But they were a favorite to go, one of the favorites, probably one of the top two favorites in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the season. They have gotten terrible quarterback play. Leonard Fournette, their running back, has been injured a good chunk of the season. That's taken away all of their offense. their defense has been placed on an undue burden, because last year at least they had a requisite offense to kind of help the defense out, and the defense is kind of cracked because it's just been on the field too much. And Jacksonville's just been absolutely terrible.
I'll tell you who's starting to find some form is the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yes, they are. Mm. Big win. How about, you know, a couple miracle plays for Dallas to get touchdowns? Amari Cooper scoring two late touchdowns, including one that was, like, popped up in the air by a defensive back at the five-yard line in overtime, and Amari just snagged it out of the air and waltzed into the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. Dallas playing very well. How about this for a first-round matchup, guys? Seattle at Dallas looks to be the first-round matchup if everything kind of stays the same. Dallas hosting Seattle. Seattle has already beaten Dallas this year and has a very favorable matchup against Dallas. Both teams playing very, very good football, and both of those teams could give the Rams big-time problems in the second round if the Rams end up as the number one seed. I think if the Saints end up as the number one seed, either one of those teams beats New Orleans.
Switching codes, if we can, Dick. Ben Simmons, Aussie Ben Simmons, by the way, the Rookie of the Year last year. How are people over there in America assessing his second season? He's coming off a 18 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, Philadelphia beating Detroit 116-102. How are people assessing Ben Simmons' second year?
He's so solid and so efficient, guys. I think he's unusual in the NBA that he's able to put up those type of numbers, points, rebounds, and assists. He does a little bit of everything. He's not like your typical, like a James Harden-type guy or Russell Westbrook-type guy that's going to, you know, that's going to shoot 25 times a game and try to get as many points as he possibly can. He's much more efficient than that. Philadelphia's been playing very, very well since the Jimmy Butler trade. And as I mentioned, when that Jimmy Butler trade was made, I mean, I put Philadelphia right up there with Boston as the elite in the East now, where before they made that Jimmy Butler trade, they were clearly a second-class team behind Boston. So it's going to be really interesting. And the balance of power is starting to shift towards the Eastern Conference. Even though LeBron came west to the Lakers, the Western Conference really struggling right now. And outside the Warriors, there really doesn't seem to be a second legitimate team like there was last year in Houston. You talk about the most disappointing team in the NFL. I mentioned the Jaguars. The most disappointing team in the NBA by far is the Houston Rockets, guys. They had the best record in all the NBA last year, took Golden State to 7 games in the Western Conference, and they are struggling to be a playoff team this year.
Yeah, what about some of the college players, Dick, missing some of the bowl games to get ready for the NFL? Is that causing any controversy over there?
It is with me, guys. I'm ripping these kids. Now, if you have a predisposed injury, if you've been banged up this year and you want to be fully healthy for the draft, I can understand skipping a game to make sure that you're healthy for the draft. But in a situation like Will Greer, for example, quarterback of West Virginia, he's the quarterback of the team. He's the leader of the football team, and he is abandoning his troops for the final game of the season because it's more important to him to get ready for the draft. He's a quarterback in a spread offense. He barely gets hit at all, any game. I mean, that offense they run, he takes the snap, he gets it out of the hands, but gets it out of his hands before the defense ever even touches him. I just think it's just really poor form, and we started to see that in the last couple of years, more and more guys skipping bowl games to get themselves ready for the draft. I think it's a terrible trend that we're seeing in college football.
You're a good man, Dick. We love your reports. Thanks so much for that.
See you guys. Thank you.